Lesson 9, dealing with your emotions. I'm not sure what your reaction was, whether you pre-read that on the coursework or just as I said that, but dealing with your emotions is part of starting a meditation habit. The idea that you're going to embark on a soul-searching journey and go with inside yourself to not have any kind of emotional fallout is a little bit of an overreach for some people. So, first and foremost, do you have an action plan in place? Let me ask you just a few pointed questions as we begin this lesson of how do you normally deal with an emotional event? Do you have a support group around you? Do you journal? Do you internalize? Or do you run away and hide from it? Because this very process is about not hiding from what's inside of you. It's about exploring it. So, you might want to give that some thought, because it's not a matter of if they're going to come up, it's about when they're going to come up. Some people listening to this are probably going to think that I'm trying to scare them away. And if that's what your go-to reaction is, let's pretend you're right, and you should turn off these lessons and stop meditating immediately. But for those that can see the truth in my words, even if it makes you a little nervous, putting a plan in place only prepares you better for when it actually happens. Now, I'm not saying you need to have a 911 phone tree available and call everybody in every time you have emotion from a meditation. But accepting them just as much as accepting our thoughts without judgment is important, because sometimes the original emotion that comes up within a meditation is not actually what it's about. It's bringing up an emotion that's connected to the wrong event, something that doesn't make sense inside of you. So being able to take a mindful approach to those emotions outside of your meditation builds the foundation and the strength that supports you inside your meditation. Too often people will have an emotion and then that will take center stage of what's going on, rather than you being the core and being a centered individual takes center stage that is dealing with that emotion. So let's start with the basics. Remember that meditation log we talked about? There is that other blank page on the side that you can use to jot down pretty much anything you want. This is a great spot to use if you need a scrap piece of paper to write some stuff down to process it. You can also keep a separate journal just for the emotions themselves, or something like a burn book. I know we haven't discussed the concept of a burn book before, but all it is a separate journal that your intention is to burn when you're done with it. This ensures privacy and gives you a little bit more courage to act a little bit more honestly on the page. So no matter which medium you choose to use to start processing these emotions, it's important to have an action plan in place before it happens. The only thing I would actually caution you on is if you're going to use another physical person for this, please make sure that this person is also centered and probably wiser than you in those moments. You need somebody that's going to be able to take the tidal waves that come out of you and realize that they're not all important, even though in the moment you're feeling it's the most important thing. So you want somebody that's going to be able to temper that and help you find true north along the way. Sounds pretty scary, right? Well, I promise you it's not. It's just sometimes when we unlock some doors that we've kept locked up inside of ourselves for a long time, it can feel overwhelming. And not everything that comes out is truth. Sometimes what comes out first is what has been festering for a long time. This is where the temperament becomes important, or the ability to journal it out and write it all out so you can make sense of it, to find the piece of truth that's buried underneath. Maybe we'll just call it the mess. Preparing for a situation like this doesn't automatically lean you towards having emotional bursts or breakdowns. All we're doing in this is saying that it is going to happen one way or another, and making sure that you feel well-armed or have a plan already in place so you don't get caught off guard. Now, if you're like most, you worry about emotional trauma or unresolved anger issues or all the other things that you could negatively overthink to worry about what pops out of you. But we're also talking about immense moments of gratitude and joy. We're talking about things that got left under the rug that maybe you need to re-expose in yourself or rediscover in yourself. Sometimes even that sense of gratitude can be so overwhelming it can reduce somebody to tears, but in the most positive way. This deserves an action plan just as much as the negative emotions. Going through and acknowledging these feelings and making sure that you slot them in the right place, not only through the meditation, but after the meditation, also helps build security within yourself. Because I'm going to say this probably enough times that you'll get sick and tired of hearing it. This is a journey of rediscovering yourself and going within. There has to be a level of expectation that you are going to find things when you go within. Anything other than that would be just silly and maybe a little too surface. So, what's under the basics? What's that layer below or past the gatekeepers? I think it really boils down to is the question of why this happens. A lot of people, I think, have the expectation that they live their life in some sort of emotional centeredness, and we don't, quote-unquote, bury stuff down inside of us. I think that's a common line that we tend to repeat out loud in hopes that it's true. But we are all emotional creatures. Every day you have hundreds of emotional reactions to things, whether you see them or not. Some of them very small, some of them very minute, some of them a lot bigger. When we are disconnected from who we are, or we are personally out of center, sometimes we don't recognize the emotional reaction in our body until 4 or 5 events later. So all of a sudden we're feeling a bit of shame or anger or sadness, and then our brain immediately connects it to what's going on right now. So what ends up happening is we have a mix match of emotion connected to the wrong event. And the process of meditating to go backwards and see that emotion is actually belongs to, let's call it event A rather than event E, right, allows us to separate things and start unloosening some of those knots that we've been carrying around. And it'll even change the way we view some of the life events that have happened to us, both on the positive and the negative side. You know, sometimes it gives me a chuckle on the expectation that some people have of somebody that already has an established meditation habit or somebody that is already very enlightened. And I think there's an undertone that they don't express their emotions. And it's not even close to true. They actually express their emotions a lot more often than somebody that does not. The difference is they choose how they express their emotions. It doesn't mean that they're not having them. If we accept on a very basic level that we are all emotional creatures, that is the way that we are created, that is the way that we're built, and we separate out the difference or even the space between having an emotion and expressing the emotion, inside that space, there's choice. Now, some people's space is so close, like it's a quarter of a second between having the emotion and reacting. Other people have the emotion and think about it for a moment before they express it. Meditation is building that headspace or building that time delay between the two in order for you to choose how you want to express that emotion and ensuring that that emotion is connected to the right event. So it's not about dimming out your emotions. Quite the opposite. It's about embracing them fully and having them the way they were meant to be had. But choosing your reaction after you have the emotion, that is where control actually comes in over top of your emotions. Because you wouldn't believe how much your emotions change or how much the feeling inside your body change when you embrace the emotion when it's happening. Right, to give it a voice in that moment inside your mind to say, yes, I am feeling this right now. Yes, I am feeling that right now. And then you maintain the control over the actions that you put out there into the world and completely eliminate the regret or the walking things backwards or the, you know, two-day-old apologies for your actions that time because you weren't in control. Even if there's a moment where you have to stand up for yourself or fight for something that you want in that moment, to be able to do that without regret because you chose every action along the way really frees you down the road to not have to look backwards so much or not use your rearview mirror so much that is generally filled with a lot of guilt and regret. Now, for some people, they may be listening to this lesson and really view it from a place of fear or nervousness. And I really want to try to reframe this, regardless of the emotion that we're going to find, whether it's positive or negative, I don't care. I want you to think about it like exploring an old house. You know, maybe something off the movies or off a TV show, the ginormous mansion that's been abandoned for years, and every room holds treasures inside those rooms. If we can view what is locked up inside of us as treasures, you know, some stuff is more dangerous than others, that's true. Some stuff is more valuable than other stuff. Some stuff is prettier than other stuff. And some stuff is more secretive. And sometimes it's a puzzle to be figured out. But if we go on a treasure hunting journey, or a antiquity journey, if you will, I think this is a much better way to process the journey that is a discovery inside yourself in that moment, even if we're only talking about the emotional side. Searching through a house to find all the little goodies that are hidden in the drawers and under the stairs and under carpets is a much different approach than standing at the front door fearful to go in because you're not sure what you're going to find. And when this process is finished, in hindsight, you will always say things like, it was hard, but it was worth it. Because understanding your house and understanding the treasures that are hidden within it, right, and being able to clean out those corners and being able to sweep up the floors, maybe even put a fresh coat of paint on the walls, gives you a sense of value that really to you becomes priceless. You know, we can talk about the worth for others on how you show up for them, a more emotionally stable or emotionally centered. But that value is yours and yours alone. Because, you know, many people have tried to describe the feeling inside of them when they are much more emotionally aware, both in the past and in the present. But the true value in those moments of gratitude that you find along the way becomes something you can cherish. And it's really for you only to appreciate on the work that you put into it and the effort that you labored to get to that spot. And honestly, the relief that once you're there, it's unbelievable. So let's recap real quick. Emotions in a meditative journey are going to happen. You can also distract yourself with other meditations that are much more focused intent. But usually once you make that transition from guided to unguided, and you start to leave yourself alone with your own mind, things crop up. And it's okay to be a bit nervous, but you want to keep your direction moving forward and have a plan in place for when it does. Because the startle that you didn't expect is always worse than the one that you did. Right, so a journal, a burn book, your meditation log, a good friend that is already emotionally centered and wiser than you, right, that you can bounce that stuff off safely, or even an action plan that you're going to have that you put in place of your own creation to handle those emotional moments, right, and also a plan to do so without judgment, to be able to take it apart slowly like a ball of yarn that's all mixed up. These things are going to happen, and even if you have to keep reminding yourself like a mantra that you should be excited to explore these rooms and go on a treasure hunt inside yourself to discover more about yourself. So until next time, we'll see you soon.